Look what we do for them. Look from the thanks we get. Look what we do.
Five Things That Successful Overlords Do Every Day by Nick Cooper. During slavery, a slave owner could check on his slaves and see how they were living, or he could rape them for that matter. Nowadays, consumers employ countless sweatshop workers in the Global South and in Asia, but have never seen them. These workers could be treated better or worse than slaves, but consumers wouldn't know. Consumers are overlords who have no idea what their minions do, how much they're paid, or how they're treated. These overlords don't delight in their power. If they think about their role at all, they see themselves as contributing to positive change, creating wealth, liberating women, and otherwise making things better for their minions. Corporations provide imagery to help form this narrative. If any reports of misery among the minions should happen to reach the overlords, they have some ready, comforting rhetoric, such as, "That's the fault of their own governments, which are less democratic than ours." You may not have reached the level of overlord, but any consumer can improve their lot, or at least imagine they can. Many join churches, sign up for multi-level marketing schemes, buy books, and read articles that advocate philosophies for being successful. Consumers are particularly attracted to enumerated lists. Chances are, you're already doing several of the things successful overlords all around you do every day. Number 1. Wear clothes. There are people in Haiti and Bangladesh making your underpants. It's an intimate, yet distant and anonymous relationship. In case consumers begin to have concerns about those making their clothes, certain words are written on labels to let them off the hook. Clothes made in a sweatshop might offer a consolation, such as, "Made in a zero landfill facility," "We contribute 1% of profits to charity," "45% hemp," or "Certified organic cotton." Number 2. Using gas and coal. Fuel consumption is part of every consumer's life. Fuel is required to bring products to stores and parts to manufacturers, to power manufacturing, to grow food, to create pesticides, to build and power houses, to fly, etc. If the cost of fuel suddenly shot up, people would starve. Fuel usage powers climate change, which seems on track to destroy civilization. Also, fuel and crude oil leak, poisoning ecosystems and indigenous people who live near extraction sites. Successful overlords have many options at their disposal for not feeling guilty about fuel consumption, such as buying a hybrid car. They tell themselves that using less gas than other drivers is a big enough step in the right direction. Some even ride a bike or a bus to work. Consumers generally ignore all the other ways in which they depend on fuel use every day, and some even deny climate change. Number 3. Wipe your butt. 80 million trees a year and 30 billion pounds of greenhouse gases help consumers put off transitioning to a cleaner and more ecologically friendly water jet. Everyone can agree that a hose would do a better job at cleaning up pudding off the sidewalk, but when it comes to butts, overlords demand paper. Though it costs more, recycled toilet paper is popular because it has images of trees on the package. Number 4. Eat. Successful overlords shop at fancy grocery stores that feature products with elaborate labels that bring attention towards things more uplifting than worker oppression. Products may be made in sweatshops, use extremely wasteful packaging, contain unhealthy quantities of sugar, employ unsustainable farming practices, etc., but they tout being made with 100% organic cane sugar or label printed with 100% soy ink. Overlords love things that are 100%. These consolations help them feel that they're doing their part. 50 billion pounds of meat each year goes through the intestines of Americans. With a diet flown in and shipped in from around the world, successful overlords enjoy a diversity of tastes that no king of the ancient world could afford or dream of. The effect on workers' rights, climate change, water usage, and animal suffering is unimaginable. But overlords don't like to think about these things, so they watch widescreen TVs during their meals to help focus their attention on entertainment and new products. Number 5. Use widescreen HDTVs, cell phones, tablets, and computers. Electronics are made by workers in terrible conditions. No electronics manufacturer even pretends that its devices are fair trade. Many also contain conflict minerals, which fund wars across Africa and child soldiers. Old electronics are dumped on whatever country will take them for the cheapest. The toxins can pollute the water and the land of whoever lives by, and also children are employed to pull them apart to harvest toxic, valuable substances. Since there is really nothing that can mitigate this messy impact, consumers elevate electronics beyond luxuries or even necessities. They become like spiritual objects. New product announcements become the topic of mystery and speculation. Sweatshop employer Steve Jobs becomes a visionary, an inspiration, a prophet who once said, "The only way to do great work is to love what you do. If you haven't found it yet, keep looking. Don't settle. As with all matters of the heart, you'll know when you find it. And like any great relationship, it just gets better and better as the years roll on. So keep looking until you find it. Don't settle." This is his suggestion for overlords. In his Foxconn sweatshops, his minions receive a different set of instructions.